This is the Axios Top 10 for December 17th, 2020. One big thing, red-blue COVID divide. States that voted for President Trump tend to have high coronavirus caseloads compared to how much COVID content they read online. The opposite is true of states that voted for President-elect Biden. Neil Rothschild writes from exclusive data from the social media platform SocialFlow. Why it matters. This trend highlights a widespread rejection of coronavirus news and information in states that supported Trump, even in areas where the virus has gotten particularly deadly. Link to the article in the description. 2. Former Trump official, cyber attack is ongoing. Tom Bossert, former Homeland Security Advisor to President Trump and Deputy Homeland Security Advisor to President George W. Bush, writes in a New York Times op-ed that the magnitude of the ongoing cyber attack on U.S. agencies is, quote, hard to overstate, end quote. A link to the op-ed in the description below. 3. Liberal senators pressure Biden on climate. Democratic senators are threatening to obstruct President-elect Biden's nominees if he's not aggressive enough on climate change, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island told Axios's Amy Harder. Why it matters? Whitehouse is a leader on climate change in his party, but he has also shown to be a bipartisan dealmaker when he wants to be. What he says suggests broader support among other Democrats. Whitehouse said, quote, "There are quite a considerable number of senators who keenly believe that we missed huge opportunities in the Obama administration, and we just won't tolerate a casual, insipid approach."
And increasingly, my colleagues are getting more and more anxious about being held down by that web of climate denial and political threat.
Link to Amy Harder's piece in the description. This has been the Axios Top 10 for December 17th, 2020. Make sure to subscribe to get tomorrow's Top 10 from Axios.